This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella the Toothless, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Boom, shakak, and then you won't stop. Reverse it back, and then death drop. What? Did I do it? I feel like an alien who just heard one, saw one Bob the Drag Queen video and was like, is this it?
Is this human interaction?
You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. We are so glad to be here. A big thanks to HeadGum and a big thanks to that. Do you hear that sissy on the other side of the microphone? It's not Nicole Byer. It's Oscar Montoya.
Close. No, I can never be as fab as Nicole Byer.
Well, we can try. We can try.
We can try, but we will fail.
We will fail. But mm-hmm. You are pretty fab.
Aw, thank you, girl.
You are my drag compatriot.
I know.
You are my drag co-hostess with the mostest.
Sisters.
We host the UCB Drag Race together. Mm-hmm.
The crunchiest drag you've ever seen in your entire life.
The crunchiest competition in the United States. 4 years running, darling.
That's right. 4 years.
Four years.
Oh, my God. 4 years? That's a presidency.
I think it's more than that, honestly.
No, it's 4 years, girl. I moved here 4 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Time doesn't make any sense to me.
It does. Well, in LA, time truly doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. Miss Crunchinental. If you want to see who's going to be crowned the next Miss Crunchinental, you got to come to UCB Drag Race starting on November 1st.
You just have to come to the show. It is unlike any other show that I have ever been a part of. It's magical.
It's so fun.
And you are part of what makes the show so magical, Mono.
Oh, me?
Yes, 100%.
I feel you are what makes it so magical.
Well, we make it magical.
We do. I think we're very different as queens, but we're both good hosts.
We are very good.
Hey,
there's no shame in that.
No, but we're very different, which is fun, and I think it's cool. It encourages people to like do whatever you do well.
What makes us different as drag queens?
I think you are an amazing performer and lip syncer. You are amazing. And I feel like I'm still trying to learn how to lip sync.
You are
in a compelling way. I'm fine.
No.
But I feel like you really get it on like a deep fucking level.
It is the reason why I do drag.
Yeah,
it's
you
the
get
lip syncs.
It.
It's just
the way that
I feel
you see some performers and they just fucking get it, and you're like, I don't know what they did, but they did it.
Yeah.
Like Dita Ritz in Dita Ritz v the Princess, like where you're like, I don't know what, but she just fucking
blew it
out of the water.
And that's it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you
have stunning looks. You just got that body adi adi.
Audi.
I mean, honestly, like you're persona is so defined. It's like, I can tell you. And that's the thing that I don't have that you have. It's like, you have a solid brand where I'm a little all over the place. Like,
okay.
I haven't really figured out Ozma, like, quite yet. Like, I like doing too much, like, everything. But you have such a specific vision, and the execution for each look is so on point.
That's very nice.
It's true.
I don't know if it's true, but I'll take it. I will
take it.
I am basic the house down. But yeah, it's really fun, and I love hosting it with you.
It's so fun. People, just come.
Come. They will. It always sells out.
It'll change your life, and that's a guarantee.
A guarantee. Well, before we dig all the way into the episode, I threw a challenge to Oscar. It was after Oscar, we were at a party
a
drag show last weekend.
Last weekend, girl.
And you were like,
girl,
where is this from?
Girl, we do drag.
We do drag.
That's like what we do.
It's too much. You threw out, say the quote you threw out to me, and I knew it immediately.
Okay, who said this?
Who said this game?
In Drag Race history, guess who said this? Oh, Ru, never.
Alyssa Edwards in the Snatch Game was Katy Perry.
And you knew exactly the context. You knew who said it. It was, okay, this bitch knows her shit.
Do you ever kiss a girl?
Yeah.
Ru, never. So then I was like, let's play a game called Clock the Quote, where we try to give each other an obscure drag, a drag race quote.
Yeah.
Not something that we all know, something that was like, oh, that was weird.
But it's not your not your iconic, the beauty is here.
Nasha Lopez. That's so funny. Iconic used liberally. You ready for the first one?
Oh, girl, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Let's go. This is a weird one, but whatever.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
Ready?
All right, I'm nervous.
I'm going to even add some inflection because I think it'll help.
Okay.
Okay. Bobby Pin.
Oh, no. I don't know this one. Bobby Pin?
I'll try to do the voice even more. Bobby Pin.
The way that you just moved right now... It feels like a Tammy Brown quote, just by the way that you move, but it's not Tammy Brown. Tammy Brown would never say Bobby Pin.
It's not her.
It's not.
Oh, do you want guesses or do you just want to...
Give me a season.
Six.
Season six. Girl, I don't know.
It's Jocelyn Fox.
What? In what context?
There's some just shitty, shady edits where everyone's like, you know, it's the beginning of the episode thing where it's like, do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I don't know if Jocelyn has what it takes. And Courtney's probably like, let's face it, she's just a less polished May.
That's right.
And then there's a shady shot of her going, Bobby Pin.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. When they undress in the workroom.
Yes.
I see, yeah.
It's just her being sweet and they're like, she's dumb.
Yeah.
Because they're assholes.
When is she going to be on All Stars?
She will. She will. She's great. She's so good.
I want to see her.
She was good in her Hurricane Bianca. She was great.
I know. Oh, she was.
She was. Okay, you got one for me?
Okay, I got one for you. This one's a lot easier.
Okay, okay. I
didn't think
we were
going
shit.
Like that deep, bitch.
Shit.
Damn. All right. This one is, check your lipstick before you come for me.
Okay, that's Naomi Smalls.
Damn, of course. Of course.
And that's when she says that in the intro. I think
the
first
episode.
At the
very beginning, I think one of the first things ever uttered in the iconic season eight.
Oh.
Which for me, I really love. I really love that
season. Me too.
I love Naomi Smalls.
Me too.
I'm going to say something controversial. She should have won All-Stars 3. Just saying.
You mean 4.
4, sorry.
Yeah. That is controversial.
I think she should have won. She was the one who played the game the strongest. She knocked out two of the strongest competitors because she recognized that that was the only way she had any chance of winning.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And she was good.
I think she was really good, but I think after season 3 or All Stars 3, we were hungry for a as fair as possible winner. And in fact, things got too fair. Where they were just like, I don't know, just crown them both. Okay. But like, I do love both of those queens. But it's hard to deny that. It feels weirder to have two winners.
Let me ask you this. Who should have won? Out of the two, who should have been the winner?
Trinity.
Okay.
I think, based on meritocracy, Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Manila. That's
yeah,
who.
That's the real
that's
winner.
Who should have fucking won. But yeah. Based on meritocracy, Trinity.
Okay.
I love Monet.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking straight up meritocracy, Trinity.
Yeah.
But good God, that Hall of Fame that is getting is too white.
I know. Still.
Still
Monet,
too white and blonde.
Still too white.
Still
and,
too
and
white and
blonde.
Blonde.
Weird, yes.
Bury that.
Blonde.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to say this without the inflection first to see if you can get it. Okay. You know what? She would get a job, too. You know where? Cleaning up the dressing room.
What? These aren't iconic lines. These are literally just words people have said in the show.
Okay, do you want me to add some inflection?
Yes, please.
I think before that she's like, oh, she wouldn't get a job in that club.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't get a job in our club. And then she says, you know what? She would get a job too. You know where? Cleaning up the dressing room.
I have no idea where this is from. Girl, you dug deep.
I went deep. I thought you would go deep.
I didn't know.
This is season 5. This is Alyssa Edwards talking shit about Alaska. Alaska's first runway look.
Alyssa talking shit? Never.
Never. Yeah, and immediately everyone's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like, she thinks it's going to be like a cute little, like,
Like a fun read.
And I mean, it's also edited that way, but there's immediately a shot of Detox going, I don't like that.
Oh, Alyssa in season 5.
Okay, I have some better ones after this.
Okay.
Okay.
This one is Never Loved Ya.
Never Loved Ya. That is Dusty Ray Bottoms.
Yes. Damn, bitch.
I'm insane. I don't know anything, especially about British geography and history, as the listeners have made it clear. I just know Drag Race quotes. Okay, okay, okay. This one, okay. Okay, okay, okay. I think this one's better.
Okay.
Could I get the heel on that reggae?
Oh my God, wait. Is that, that's not Carmen Carrera.
It's not her.
Because she did that reggae challenge in season
But someone 3. Else says, could I get the heel on that reggae?
Who said that?
When she's assigning who's going to get the songs.
Who was the one who was signed? Oh, no, I don't remember.
Carmen did assign them.
Okay, she did assign them.
But someone else says...
But we're talking about that season. We're talking about season 3.
Someone else is scheming and says, could I get the heel on that reggae? Ooh, I just love it. Ooh,
wait, Shangela?
Yes.
Yes!
And then remember,
oh,
she's like,
right, yeah.
Like, I set that up. Yeah. I set that whole thing up.
What a, Shangela.
She was crazy.
All right, ready?
I'm so ready.
You like that? Made that shit up today?
Bianca Del Rio.
Damn, what? Uncluckable over here.
Oh, my God.
Unreal.
That's
what context?
Talking to Trina and Eve.
Yes!
And oh, no, she better don't.
My God.
I have a problem.
This is...
I have a problem.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, you should be. You really should be. That's fucked up. Okay. Okay, I think I have one more.
Okay.
I actually have two more, and I'll just say, whatever, let's just do them because they make me laugh.
Yeah.
Here's one. When I first heard Ladyboy, my madam said, that's not soy sauce in your panties.
Oh my gosh, that's fucking Jiggly when she's doing the commercial.
Yes.
What a miss. Woof.
I loved it. I loved it so much. That's not soy sauce in your
No.
You don't? You're not buying it?
No, it's just so weird. Don't say that.
Don't say because that... Because she squirted, and she
gross.
Thought to herself, is that soy sauce?
Like, God
in my panties?
It's just, no.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
I want fried chicken now.
That is Juju B.
I mean, there's nothing.
After,
like, you have the transcript of every single, you have written down the script of every single episode of Drag Race. It's unreal. I'm
That's
scared.
After they both stay after
yes.
the lip sync in
yes.
All Stars 1. Oh my God. Okay, wait, I have to do this one.
Uh-huh.
I have to do two more maybe, but here's a really stupid obscure one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wore a lobster dress.
That's your favorite drag queen of all time, Sasha Bell.
No. Oh yeah, that's correct. That's correct. That is
She
correct.
Is your favorite drag queen of all
yes.
time.
I cracked the code on
Drag Race.
I was looking up online. I was like, I couldn't tell if it was fans fucking with her or
uh-huh.
not, but I found this like Drag Race wiki where someone's like, she's now changed her name to something Jenkins.
What?
I think
Sasha
it's
Jenkins?
It's not even that. It's even stupider. It's like, I think someone just messed
There's
with her
no way.
Drag Race
wiki. Why would
wiki.
She do that? Why would she change her?
I'm going to get this right now, just so you know. Sasha Bell, or that's on this. Okay, this is stupid. I think this is just fans fucking with her. But on fandom.com.
Damn, that's harsh.
It says Sasha Bell, formerly Sasha Bell, currently Frisbee Jenkins.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think she changed her name
it's
to Frisbee
horrendous.
Jenkins.
No. All right,
okay.
I got one for you.
Okay, please.
Emotions are for ugly people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's probably Willem.
My God.
Uh-huh.
You got them all right.
I'm crazy.
This is weird.
Okay, one more for you. Okay. Is I just wanted to pee on the floor and start doing flip flaps.
I don't know who said it, but it's funny. Flip flaps?
I could do some accent if you want.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
I just wanted to pee on the floor and start doing flip flaps.
Is that Yara?
Close. She is a Puerto Rican queen.
Okay. Well, yeah. When you talk accent, like, yeah, usually it's Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. Is it Jessica Wilde?
No. Season four.
Season four. Who was the Puerto Rican
queen? After they announced it's a $100,000 prize this year for the first time.
It's not.
Your favorite queen. Yes, it's Madame LeClaire. Yes, it's Madame LeClaire.
She said flip flaps?
Yeah, she says flip flaps. She's like, when I heard the prize, I just wanted to start peeing on the floor and start doing flip flaps.
The Pointer Sister, Madame LeClaire.
Pointer Sister. In trouble now. In trouble now. Okay, well, it's time for us to dig in the episode. That was an amazing game.
I love it.
Really made me
you
happy.
Definitely won.
I mean, yeah, but I'm insane. I'm not well. We're talking Posh on a Penny.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. This is a fun episode.
This
did you get to watch
back
all the episodes?
I did, yes.
You sure
yes,
got to
yes
do some.
Of course.
Yes. Talk to me.
It's great. I mean, this episode harkens back to the very first episode of Drag on a Dime.
Yes, clearly with the name
so
and all that
paying
goodness.
Yeah, it's paying homage to, you know, the founding fathers, as you will.
Which
you
I'm
know
surprised they held it to the third episode, but I guess they were like, we need to really introduce this British thing
exactly
before
exactly
we get to Posh yes on a Penny.
And I think, like, the first episode had to be super British,
mm-hmm,
you know? Second episode had to be super British.
Uh-huh.
Third episode, it can be kind of British.
Uh-huh.
You know? They got some British shit in there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you, because we were talking before this, you felt Scaredy Cat should not have left.
Okay, here's
talk
what I'll say.
Me.
So, I get it. I understand why Scaredy Cat left. I mean, she literally has no drag experience.
Right. She said, I have not performed on a stage before.
Yeah, and didn't she say, like, I've been doing drag for, like, 10 months or something like that?
Right.
Like, just, like, another
right
Valentina, so to speak, right?
Right.
That being said, I do think Scaredy Cat was a good queen.
Yeah, I think she had
she
some
had a
coolness
really strong game, you know what I mean? Like, there
yeah
was something really, I mean, I really loved her as a person. I thought she was, like, really cool. She was very young. I mean, when you compare Scaredy Cat to, like, Gothy Kendall,
uh-huh,
you know what I mean? It's like,
yes,
it's sort of the same branch of the, it's like the same tree,
yeah,
wildly different branches, where I think Scaredy Cat was, like, a better version of Gothy Kendall.
Right. Yeah. I like them both, but I just thought they both just shit the bed
I
at
mean
the wrong time.
They were just, like,
you know
too
what
young
I mean?
They just, like, didn't realize that
yeah
they were on a television show. And
yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what that's like. Could you imagine
yeah
just doing
no
drag? Like, and here's the thing, like, I do drag and it's shitty. It's
yeah
it's bad drag.
Our drag is shitty.
And I get very, like, you know, vulnerable about my drag.
Yeah.
It's like, I put a lot of work, I put a lot of money into
mm-hmm
it. And then for someone to tear it apart, it's like, okay. Okay, my feelings are hurt. Okay.
And it's just so hard.
It's so hard.
It's like, because it's like if someone were to judge a magic trick,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's like, well, I see this and I see that you have a big sleeve on and I see that it's not really magic. And
I know
you're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a magic trick and
yeah
I'm fucking trying my best. And
here's what I'll say too is like, do you watch Dragula at all?
A little bit.
Okay,
it
so
actually freaks me out, especially when they're actually bleeding and shit. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
I can't
it's fun
do this.
I like that kind of drag.
Yeah.
The cool thing that they do in Dragula, and everyone should be watching Dragula, by the way, is that they always, the Boulay brothers always start by saying, we know that drag is art and art is subjective.
Uh-huh.
And what they're judging them on is how they meet with that specific challenge.
That's cool.
And I'm like, that's such a great approach.
Yeah.
For such a creepy little fucked up show
I
like
know,
Dragula.
Right?
What a like really truly
so
nice
cool
way to recognize people as artists.
Yeah.
Which I don't think Drag Race really
you don't
does.
I mean, I agree with you, but I do think the past two queens who left these 2 weeks were queens who shit the bed on that day.
Oh, 100%. But to then criticize
you're saying
them
they don't
for their
actively...
drag, it's like, no, they actually do great drag. Like, Gothy right. Kendall has a great drag aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Scaredy Cat, I think, has a very strong drag aesthetic.
Yeah.
So, like, I recognize and respect that. Did they fuck up the challenges? 100%.
Yeah.
I think, I think Blue Hydrangea fucked it up worse than Scaredy Cat.
Really?
But she did a better job in
she
the lip
sync. She did a better job in lip sync.
But I like Scaredy Cat's lip sync. That, like, weird little, like, shot. I like, to me, like, that's fun. And that's, like...
So I'm not the best lip syncer, but what I will say is that, like, I think she made that mistake of, like, you can't play, like, Goofy that long.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You have to pick your moments. Because, like, Goofy sustained over 4 minutes is like, girl, you're still tripping? Dust yourself off and try again. Because, like, it just, it's, like, too silly.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel earned.
But, girl, it's drag.
It's drag.
It should be silly.
It should be silly. It just was, yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't all be silly. Like, yeah. To be
she
the next drag
levels.
Superstar, it's like you have to get, exactly.
It's her same
levels.
Critique as her performance. Give levels.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Like, even the way that Blue hit those other weird voices in the song Venus.
Yeah.
Gives her some points.
I know.
And her face is wild. She has Blue has a great face for drag.
Yes.
Like, big.
Like, she was meant to do this. Like,
yes.
She can't do anything else.
No.
I can't imagine Blue working as, like, a social worker.
No.
You know what I mean?
She better watch it. She's getting a little bit of a shady edit this episode.
She is, which I love, because it's not the queen that you would expect.
Right?
And her reads are so, like, very matter of fact. In a weird way, it's so, like, British, like, dry, and, like, it's not so much read, it's, like, just honesty.
Uh-huh.
Which I really enjoy.
Well, let's get into the ep. We're in the workroom. They read the message. They talk about Scaredy leaving. Cheryl says something like, I would have been bricking it coming on the show like this. Kat wasn't neutered, was it?
Can we talk about Cheryl for a second?
Yeah, I mean, of course we can.
What are your thoughts on Cheryl Hole?
She's the agitator of the season, which I think is the reason why she wasn't in the bottom two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, I truly don't think it would have been fair if Cheryl Hole was in the bottom two.
But I do.
I think she's a strong lip syncer and would have sent either of those queens home within seconds.
You think they just wanted their, like, friends are singing against lip syncing against
each
other?
Yeah, I think it was very much like, you know, produced that way.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was fair.
Yeah.
The thing that I'll say about Cheryl Hole is that she, to me, seems like the British version of Alyssa Edwards in every single possible way. And it makes me think, like,
well, people are
has Cheryl Hole always been this way, or did she see Alyssa Edwards and was like, the sticks, and then started sort of copying her?
The edit is certainly suggesting that she saw Alyssa Edwards and is copying her.
It's like those tongue pops every time she's on camera is a little like, okay.
It's a little much.
You know? And she has a sort of like overbite like Alyssa Edwards does, not to read, but facts are facts, America.
Are facts, Antarctica.
You know, do you know what I mean? Like, she does feel like a British version of Alyssa Edwards. And Alyssa Edwards is my second favorite drag queen on Drag Race.
Your first is?
Vivacious, bitch.
I can't with that answer.
Hey.
I can't with you.
Respect the art, bitch. Is the best drag queen. In my opinion, she is the best drag queen to
ever
grace.
I love her.
She's the best.
You think she's the best on the show?
She's my favorite. She's
Your
not
mother.
The She's not
Your
the best.
Scrubs
but she is my
hell.
Favorite. She's exactly what I wanted in a
no
drag
wonder
queen.
I'm a rampage bitch monster. You liked her performance in Scream Queens?
No, of course not. But it was funny. It was drag. It was camp. It was bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want from my drag queens.
Okay.
You know what
queen.
I mean? Anyway.
Anyway. She's a little affected. I think she wasn't in the bottom two simply because they need her there to agitate because
she'll make
she's
it far
the
in
main
the competition.
Villain.
She'll make it far in the competition.
She's our Derek Barry. She's our LaGanja. Mm-hmm. She's our main agitator because everyone else
she's
is
our
pretty
Shangela,
chill.
Yeah.
She's a little Shange.
Yeah.
Season three.
Yes.
So, here we go. Baga won. I thought she totally deserved the win last week. I do. What do you think? Are you kidding me? Much better. That was amazing.
In the challenge, yes. But in the runway, it felt like she just had a Liza Minnelli costume and was like, I'll make it work for this challenge.
Yeah.
Which to me, I couldn't believe no one clocked that. Like, where's the James Bond? Like, where was the James Bond in this Liza Minnelli?
The hat.
It was just a pun. Liza Minnelli, which granted is funny. But it's like, girl, save that for Snatch Game, bitch. Like, what?
Yes.
Is this?
She had the bowler, which is kind of like Odd Job.
The fact that you said kind of like Odd Job is like, you want her to win. And I think that's the thing with Bagga. Like, Bagga is fine, but
so
I think
to win?
People...
Who did you want to win last
I thought
week?
Freaking... I mean, I thought the Vivian was fucking stunning.
She was good.
Like, she always is, you know?
She wasn't as funny in the challenge, but...
No, but I mean, I'm talking just in straight runway.
Looks.
You know?
Right.
The Vivian I thought was great. Oh my God, what's her name?
What, Crystal?
Crystal. What?
Crystal's great.
Crystal was, Davina. Like, legit a Davina. Anyway, whatever. What I'm saying is that, like, I just couldn't believe no one read Bagga for, like... Sort of cheating on the runway.
I get that. It's just that weird thing where it's like people are always going to win for different reasons.
Yeah, I guess
You know what
so.
I mean? Like Jinx won her Snatch Game wearing a Honey Mahogany caftan dress.
I mean, you're right.
And it happens. I think it happens all the time.
It does.
Chi Chi Devane won Bitch Perfect wearing a very basic red sequin gown.
Yes.
Because she just fucking
murdered that
Bitch
challenge.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It just happens.
I know, but I was just like, come on, guys. Like, don't let her get away with that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Bagga's fine.
Okay. Okay. And look, I'm a recent convert to Bagga, so.
I know. Yeah, we know.
We know. So Vinegar is overconfident, Crystal says.
Yeah.
They're a little bit confronting Cheryl's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big edit of Sumting and Vinegar being like, let's get in the top this week.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Which is ironic.
Which may have been what doomed them, honestly, because the story editors were like, here we go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is perfect.
And Cheryl is mad at everyone because she doesn't buy that, you know, she's not being herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked her breakthrough moment last week. I thought that was cute. I was like, I was just like, Cheryl's.
Uh-huh.
She gets all teary-eyed and she's like, of course I'm giving you a lot. I'm just trying to be on the best show in the world and be good
her
enough.
Her moment will come. I have a feeling that she'll like slay
I want
something.
More of a fight.
What?
Oh, I also wanted to ask you, I like Untucked being in the episodes.
So do I.
I hope they do that in all the future ones.
I mean, I hope so, but I think for them it's like, oh, people will watch the Untucked, you know?
Right.
It's shocking to me, however, that being said, it's shocking to me how many people watch Drag Race and don't watch Untucked.
Right.
Like, it's like, no, to quote it, you're missing half the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having Untucked in the show makes it a full package.
It also makes it not, because when you watch Untucked, you already know who went home.
Yeah.
So Untucked before the lip sync actually makes it more
narratively makes
climactic.
Sense.
And exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then they're back in the workroom. Her Majesty done had hers is.
Yes.
They're yelling about Scaredy Cat being roadkill. Blue says she feels relaxed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Blue was feeling weirdly confident. I was thinking like, oh, Blue's going to be in the bottom. This feels very much like an this felt like the Vinegar edit.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue also shared some of that. Like the loser edit when they're like, I'm feeling myself. This is great. And then they go home the same week.
Right.
You know, so I was like, uh-oh, Blue better watch out.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's like when Trinity K. Bonet has a breakthrough on the main stage and then goes home the fucking next week. Rue's like, I'm so proud of you.
I know.
I'm so proud
of
you.
Go.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. There's some Shakespearean punnery.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think we were going to get a very Shakespeare challenge.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Basic witch is not wanted.
But it's not going to happen.
I'm the real prima donna. Miss Lakeisha Kainakiana.
Just the, I would say,
that's
the
worst
episode
of Drag Race.
Of Drag Race ever.
Fully agree.
Ever.
Ever.
Even worse than
ever,
season four's freaking Snatch Game episode.
Yeah.
Oof. Yikes.
There were a few people who did well on that one, I think.
Who did well on that one?
Like Sharon did good as Michelle Visage.
Eh. Comparatively.
Comparatively.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the micro mini challenge is they're gonna do a maypole dance.
Yeah.
Did you watch Midsummer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the maypole.
It was very much that, yeah.
It was very
Or even
spooky.
The original Wicker Man, even.
Oh, see, okay, I need to do my horror.
Wait a second.
I haven't seen it.
Mono,
I
are
know.
You telling me
I am.
That you haven't seen the original Wicker Man?
Yes, Gu.
I am so furious with you right now.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, don't, ow, don't hit me.
I am,
ow,
you know
my
what?
Butt.
You know what's, I'm so disappointed.
Oh. You're not even mad?
No. Disappointed.
Wait, are you going to punish me? Are you going to send me to my room?
I'm just going to give you this look.
Ow. That hurt. Okay, I'll watch it. I promise.
Is you it... have to.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Okay, deal. I swear. So they're walking around the maypole. These looks are very funny.
This feels, it's like one of those musical chairs. It's like a British version of musical chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, it'll be like maypole music, and then the music stops, and it's a RuPaul song, and then they have to sort of just like change the mood.
It's more just, yeah, it's even less than musical chairs. It's just like, you dance when I tell you to dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know?
I bet that's how RuPaul explained it to them when
right?
the cameras were off.
You dance when I tell you to dance. Blue looks like she's dying of the black lung, which I thought was very funny.
It was very funny. She's got a sense of humor, finally. We're able to see some Woo! Of it.
Davina does an amazing split and shake.
Yeah, I was like impressed. Davina was impressive.
Yeah.
Davina was someone that I was sleeping on. And this episode, I was like, okay.
I'm a
contender.
I'm really into her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into her. She's getting a very Jinxy edit, too.
Yes.
Because there's the whole Chris.
Yes, they don't like
Viv
Baggian. They don't respect. Yeah, they don't
They're
respect.
The Relaska talks,
They're the
if you will.
Relaska talks, exactly.
Chris Viv Baggian is what I'm going to call them. They're calling themselves like The Badge or something.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know.
Confidence Corner, all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Confidence
Corner. Davina looks like the stupid best friend from a Jane Eyre novel.
Whoa.
What about Vivian? And she has a fucking sock cock. When Vivian's like twerking.
Oh, I loved it.
Me too.
Vivian, I honestly, like, to me, Vivian can do no wrong.
No.
Vivian is perfect in some will say maybe too perfect, but I think she is the most perfect drag queen.
She's a cunt.
She feels like a detox to me.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She also looks like Lucille Ball on HGH. Yeah. Like, she looks... She's like, I'm not really giving you woman. I'm giving you
something
statue.
In between. Yeah. And also, I can hear the Vivian talk forever. That
yeah.
accent. Oh, my God. I love...
And she says funny things that I only kind of get.
Me too.
She's giving me absolute evils.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I think I know what that means with context clues.
Exactly.
Evil eyes. Got it. I love it. Okay, Baga's wild and insane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Crystal pole
Crystal
dances.
Was great. I really like Crystal. Crystal's my kind of queen.
Love it. Baga just looks like someone from the extended universe of Harry Potter.
Lol. Baga was just off the mark in terms of outfit. She even said it. She was like, everyone's looking like Ren Fair, and I look like somebody's fucking mother or something.
Truly.
Like that. Yeah, and I'm like, mm-hmm, Baga. Yeah, whoops.
Blue looks like a dead village person from Les Mis, which I loved. Something looks like...
Lost.
Jessica Simpson lost a bet with a witch. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like if Oedipus Rex fucked his mom and became his mom. I don't know. Vinegar isn't shown too much, but she's giving a little Raggedy Andy.
I mean, the less we talk about Vinegar...
Ooh.
The better.
Ooh.
I mean, come on, though.
She's having
and
a
here's the
hard
thing.
Time.
I loved Vinegar in the first episode.
I do, too.
I saw her. I saw the Meet the Queens, and I was like, oh, God, who is this mess? Hot mess. That outfit.
Sure.
That outfit.
Right. You're saying the, like, the 50-50 Cruella.
That weird-ass outfit. Like, what? Somebody explain this outfit to me, because I don't, truly don't understand it. And I was like, girl.
Well, when you have...
The
concept is, if you have two outfits that both are bad, put them together,
and
now they're good.
Not as bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
And not double as bad as
yeah.
it was? So I was just very, very sad about Vinegar. I was
Me
very
too,
sad about
she's
Vinegar.
She's a good personality queen, and I think she would have done well in Snatch Game.
She's a great personality queen, but that's... But here's the thing that I'll say about, like, just British Drag Race in general. It's like, drag over there is so different because it's not... about the aesthetic as much as, like,
right.
the personality.
Yeah.
And all of these girls have really great personalities. They
Amaze.
All have, like, very distinct...
Sickening.
like personality, and that's what drag is over there, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of look, it's besides Vivian and Crystal, like, I'm a little like...
I think Davina's up there.
Even it's not as... It's not like the caliber
right.
of drag that the U.S. or even Drag Race Thailand. Oh. I mean, don't get me started with Thailand Drag Race
aesthetic
Thailand.
Aesthetic might be even higher.
Holy crap.
Above like, America.
Any girl... You would put any U.S. girl on Drag Race Thailand, they'd be the first to go home. I mean, like, Drag Race Thailand has some of the fucking fiercest queens.
I'm ready for there to be an All-Stars where they just mix the girls from other seasons.
I mean, I predict that it'll that happen. Will happen.
Will they call it All-Stars or will they call it International?
Oh, maybe.
I
Miss
like
World
that.
World Drag
Ooh.
Race. It's like what
I
they
like
did with
that.
America's Next Top Model.
RuPaul's Drag Marathon.
Okay. RuPaul Olympics.
Okay, so wait. Cheryl wins the mini challenge. And we'll dig into the maxi challenge right after this break.
Break.
And we're back.
We're back again.
Oh, I love All Stars 2.
The best season.
The best season
of Drag Race.
Period.com.
Excluding All Stars 2, what is the best season of Drag Race?
Wow, just overall.
Overall.
Just absolutely overall.
Across the board.
Across
no
the
All-Stars
board.
No All Stars are allowed. Just the,
no,
the prime
wow.
season.
Wow. I think it's either 6 or 8.
Ah,
for
okay.
me,
yeah.
I think it's either 6 or 8.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 6, just because I think picking is a strong choice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
6.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I would say 5 or 8.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm,
that's a good answer.
Those are my favorite.
5
seasons.
Is so good.
5 is
so good.
Well, 5 had the strongest queens.
It
to
had
ever,
really.
To ever. I think 5
but
had
they
the
had
strongest
some disasters.
100%. But every season has disasters.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? I think they do that. They have to have disasters in the show.
Yeah.
Or otherwise it would be too boring.
Way boring. And
yeah.
like you can't have great queens go home the first couple weeks.
That would be insane.
That would be stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. I digress.
I digress since we have a lot to get
We have
through.
A lot to cover.
So the Posh on a Penny is the challenge. The Brick Crew comes in a fake car
mm-hmm.
and
fake
Raven
car.
Looks.
I mean, stunning,
amazing,
stunning.
Oh my god,
stunning! That wig.
Oh,
I want that wig. Give me that wig, Raven.
That wig and like a simple snatched body
exactly.
bathing suit, but with puffed sort of like Queen of Spades shoulders.
You know, Raven demonstrates that you don't have to be extra to do polished good drag.
No.
A simple
no.
look, simple beat.
I mean, her face is beat
wig.
Down, though.
I mean, that's what she does.
That's what she does. And she
know?
Pads way more than she used to, which I'm into.
I know.
It's great.
She's giving you Huaman.
She's huge. In fact, I need to ask you about my pads, because I have some pads that are humongous.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if it looks fun or stupid.
Did you wear the pads when you wore the
red
dress?
Medusa look?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I love that shape on you, though.
Okay. Okay, I'll wear them again.
You have
I think
a great,
I'm going to wear
that
them.
Gives you a really nice shape.
Shape. And
where'd
sometimes
you get
when your
pads?
Ass is that big, you don't even have to corset.
No,
which
girl.
Corseting's, I can't even do it. I don't
yeah.
even know how to do it. I don't think my body can corset. I'm a
your
thick
body's like pass.
Whore. Yeah. Pass.
Pass.
What were you going to ask?
Where'd you get those pads?
I made them.
You didn't.
I did. I fucking made them, girl.
John the floor, I'm stunned.
I know, but I mean, I looked up a bunch of YouTube videos. So, Cheryl gets an extra 15 seconds to pick her shit. Oh, I want to say, who's your favorite Brit crew boy?
There's a redhead guy that I'm like, ooh, cute.
Uh-huh. Redhead?
Yeah.
Cute. I like him.
Redheads are always going to get my attention.
I love it. I'm torn.
Ooh.
I like them all. I like that bald one.
Ooh, yes.
I like this the chocolate fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I at like this point, I'll go with it. Anybody anyone. Who makes eye contact with me, I'm like, oh, we're going to fuck.
Let's yes, play. There's a very cute brown boy. They're all awesome.
They're all cute, but to I me, really like the addition. Are number one for me.
I like it. So, okay, so Gregor, what would your, with these materials, what would your look be, Oscar? This
oh my
car
gosh.
Boot sale thing.
Well,
what's
so
your look?
It's so weird to me that Cheryl ran to the
rubber gloves.
Huh. Because that's not where I would go first.
No.
Also, I also know from season 10, Mayhem's look with the gloves,
too reminiscent.
Too similar.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know, like, I would have fun with, like, weirder. So, like, my aesthetic would have been, and this is not good, but this is, like, just, like, a symbol of my drag. It's what Asia O'Hara wore. In that challenge,
the one with little polka dots. No,
the one with the cart with all that shit on top of her head.
I love that.
I was like, yeah, that's Asia.
I could see that for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see.
I mean,
going
whatever
for the
Asia
beach ball.
O'Hara wears is like that's my drag. Like, that's what
so
I would
good.
Wear. Yeah,
we went to Work the World recently, and she
professional
was not good. She was unbelievable, like truly unbelievable. Played the drums.
Wait, what?
Did gymnastics. Like,
holy
fucking
shit.
Blew my dick off. It was awesome.
Wow.
What would I do? Oh, God. I think I
You would carry that car on your back and wear nothing.
Ah, yes.
You would drag that car. It's like the strongman competition.
Yes.
You would drag that car.
I do give a strong look. God, yeah, I think I would try to do. I'm not a tailor, so I would do something fringy.
Not a seamstress.
With that materials, I don't know, like a sponge dress, something that no one's ever done before.
God, how dare you?
I don't know. I need to look at those materials closer.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't look. Maybe something with an umbrella as your skirt.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, a little obvious, but okay.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were in the bottom.
I wouldn't either. everyone grabs their shit. They're dealing with their supplies. Crystal knows how to sew. Davina's trying to make something out of those shopping bag totes.
Yes. She was also making me nervous, Crystal, because it's like, again, those edits. I'm such a, like, sucker for, like, I'm so paranoid about reality TV that I'm like, oh my gosh, if someone ever brags, that's not a good thing. If reality TV has taught me anything, is that you never talk about your strengths, ever.
Ever.
Because you will
ever.
Be sent home. And so when Crystal was like, oh, I designed, that's what I do. I went to uni for it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Girl, don't. Because she's like, she's my favorite. So like, you know, I don't.
I've said this before on the show, but it's best for you to just be like, came from the sewers.
Exactly.
I know no stuff good.
Exactly. Like, and then I didn't know I was so good at fashion.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, you studied for like 12,000 years.
You just
be humble.
Be humble.
Be self-deprecating.
Stupid.
Be stupid. Jocelyn Fox.
Be stupid like a fox. Wah, wah. okay, so then... Oh, God. Vinegar's putting a toilet seat on her face.
Oh, my God.
She says
God.
She's going to be a toothpaste. She changed her look a bunch.
Yeah, she's like, I'm inspired by a toothbrush. And what I appreciated was Crystal being like, girl, no.
Yes.
Which is like, yes, Vinegar. And here's the thing. Crystal brings up a really good point where it's like, I think Vinegar thinks she's killing. Her looks are good. And her looks are horrendous. This you can say horrible
truly horrible.
I mean,
truly,
wow. Like,
I
no
mean,
taste whatsoever in
ooh,
those outfits,
girl.
It's
this
rough.
Week's rough. We'll talk when we get there.
Geez.
But Crystal does a really nice job of being like, your looks are not good, and I'm sorry to say that that, but they are not, and you need to know that.
Yeah. And Vinegar's sort of listening. I mean, she doesn't do the toothbrush look, which, thank God.
Right, but then
I mean,
she does like
is
an
it, thank God? Maybe it
would have
been
cape.
Better than what she did. Anyway, yeah, she makes this like weird hamburger bun look.
Oh boy.
Anyway,
Okay, Blue is confident. She's crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl's,
she's gonna make pants because she's like, I look good in pants.
I look good in pants. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Vivian's going to make some French tape cassette thing.
Yeah.
Rue comes in to talk to the girls.
Yeah.
Rue talks to Davina. Yes. And confronts her about getting emotional. What would you get emotional with Rue about? What would you spill to Rue?
Oh, I don't know.
It's your moment to get emotional.
I'm not like a very, I don't like to talk about like my private life.
You sure
that
don't.
Much.
You sure so, don't. Yeah. I've known you for a while.
Yeah.
She
I don't
doesn't
know.
Like to be vulnerable.
I don't. I like to be silly and fun. probably like, honestly, like if somebody read, like if Michelle, because if Michelle read me The House Down, mm-hmm. and I would, because again, like I said,
you
drag
gotta
is
give
vulnerable.
Them something, Oscar.
You know, like,
you gotta
if someone
give them
reads, if someone reads me hard about my drag,
mm-hmm.
I get a little like sensitive about it. Not mm-hmm. sensitive, but I'm a little like, oh no, I worked really hard on that.
So what's your vulnerability? What are you saying? What
like,
are you,
like
what
if
you...
Michelle was like, this look is ugly, like you don't know how to put an outfit together, which I think I do. I would be really butthurt about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd probably talk about like my self-confidence issues to RuPaul,
mm-hmm.
and then I would probably cry about it.
You go big. I think you're just like, my uncle pooped on me when I was young.
No, no.
My uncle used to,
no.
him and his
I,
friends
I
would
also
would
recognize
poop on
that
me.
I'm on a reality TV show, and I know that I would not say anything super personal.
You wouldn't say something just like, you know, just something every day like uncle poop on me?
You dumb bitch. What would you say?
Uncle poop on me.
What would you get?
I have said like body dysmorphia is an easy one.
Uh-huh.
And also Rue would easily be like, oh my God, you weighed more than 150 pounds once? Like that would scandalize her. So I think she would connect with that. She would be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyone who isn't casually
just a stick figure.
Has a casual eating disorder. Wow. So that's an easy one. But who knows? I might even go deeper and talk about my scandalous family. That's
yeah.
if the producers
oh,
are like,
yeah, that's what they're gonna.
That's my story.
Be like, okay.
That's yeah. if the yeah. producers are like,
you
bitch,
got a soap
you're
opera
going
story,
home.
Bit. You really do.
It's really cuckoo.
You got a soap opera life.
Soap opera life.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Greek mythology
exactly.
shit.
Oh yes.
And that's when if they're like, you're going home. I'm like, okay, I'll talk. I'll talk. Or you don't talk. So you're like, next episode.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey,
don't let me home. Okay, Rue's talking to Bagga. Bagga.
You can tell
fine.
RuPaul really loves Bagga.
RuPaul. Loves
everyone
Bagga.
Loves Bagga. Bagga is everyone's favorite. She's mm-hmm. gonna make top three. She won't win, but she'll make top three.
She calls herself a scrubber.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But in order to learn, why don't we go to a little segment I'm calling Text-A-Tart? We have a blurb here. From the wonderful.
Is this the first time you're doing this segment?
No, I've done it in the past with Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Ah!
But she's a little busy this week.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit being in the next 101 Dalmatians.
I mean, wild.
No fucking big deal.
Wild.
So we're going to play a little clip from friend of the cast, if you will, Jackson Davies, queer British human comedian man. We go to that clip now.
Hi, loves. Okay, I'm going to try and define these terms in the most British way I could do possible. So, number one, pile of wank. If you said something was a pile of wank, that basically means that it's just pretty terrible or awful or shit. So, my performance there, I was a pile of wank. I was rubbish. Number two, bricking it. If you said to someone that you were bricking it, that basically means that you were shit scared of what's about to happen. You'll notice that so many British things eventually just mean that things are shit. So, I'm bricking it means I am shitting myself. Kim Woodburn. Kim is the self-confessed queen of clean in the UK. She is an older lady. She used to have a television show called How Clean Is Your House, where she would basically go to people's houses and then tell them how disgusting their lives were. And then her and her partner, Aggie, would clean said house, but only after you were shamed on TV with it. Then she went into Celebrity Big Brother and went a bit nuts. But she's a very angry woman. Some common Kim phrases are, "Don't mess with me, dear. Oh, the mafia won't get me, my loves. You are an adulterer. Do you know, you're a little bitch. You're a little bitch. Do you know that, Nicole? You need to watch some videos of Kim because she is absolute comedy gold. I'm also no longer... I used to be a big fan of Kim's, but we had a public Twitter spat. So I'm also very scared of that woman. Scrubber. So this one means a lot of different things in classic British style. But I think the original use was basically to define a working class woman who sleeps around a bit. So think someone high up in Downton Abbey having an affair with a maid. So like, Mr. Darcy, that woman is a scrubber. So someone, yeah, just a woman who puts it about a bit. She's an absolute scrubber.
Okay, a woman who puts it out a bit.
Wow.
And that was text-a-tart.
That was very enlightening, I think.
We actually have a few more for later in the pod.
Ooh.
But that was a woman who puts it out a bit.
Mm.
So another fun word for whore. They have so many fun words for whore.
I mean, here's what I'll say. I love British accents. I should just go to the UK just to,
you
like...
You should.
I mean, to me, British accents are like ASMR. Like, I'm just
I
obsessed.
Agree. I was just transfixed by that as well.
Do people... Are people as equally transfixed...
With American accents?
With American accents?
Some people are, I think.
Really?
Is my understanding.
I can't imagine going to the UK and being like, hi, everybody. And they're like, oh, that's such a cool... It's like...
It's definitely a thing.
Really?
I also know that just from going to Greece, you know what I mean? Like,
and people are just like gagged over your
American accent? Gagged over American accent.
Weird.
Yes.
Weird.
It's very weird. It's just
we have the lamest accent ever.
I know. It's just, but I would love to hear it from another set of ears.
Well,
but it's just like round town McDonald's, yeah. Dude.
To me, so like I was born in another country.
Colombia.
And when we would make fun of American accents, it would be like, sure.
Really?
Yeah, it was like all mumbly and like, yeah.
That's so funny.
So like, that's how we heard American accents.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, because Spanish is so, it's so tonguey,
yes,
and sharp.
Well, especially Colombian accents. It's like, yeah, over-enunciate and very slow. So,
ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to keep going. This is amazing. Cheryl, I don't know. Cheryl talks to Rue, whatever. Vinegar talks to Rue, and this is important.
Yes, this is danger.
Because Vinegar is like,
major.
Hey, what's... Rue's like, do something different.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Rue's talking to a patient on their deathbed.
Well, because I can tell RuPaul wants Vinegar to do well.
Of course. Her personality is amazing, and I think she would have done great in Snatch Game, which is a damn shame.
100%.
She would have done great.
But it's like, how much longer are you going to keep just a dead-ass fish,
ooh,
in the competition?
Ooh.
And I say that from, I really love Vinegar's personality.
I love everything about her. I love her point of view.
It's great.
She's
funny,
genuine.
She's a queen of color. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
After
that's
our own hearts.
You know, it's just like, mathematically, she should have been my favorite.
Yeah.
But just in execution, it's tough
it
to like a queen
there.
Who just doesn't have taste. It's like, that sounds
damn
really harsh. Wow. Woo, slow down, Oscar. Like,
damn.
But it is like, what is wrong? Because people, literally everybody is telling you, like, step your game up. Step your look game up. And
she
it seems like she's hearing it.
She tried.
But also not, because when RuPaul says, like, you look hodgepodge, Vinegar's like, oh, I'll take it. I'm like hodgepodge. Yeah, I'll give you hodgepodge couture. And like, RuPaul's like, I never said couture.
I did not say that.
I never said, who said couture?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
anyway.
I get it. And she tried in her look, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, gosh.
But first, I think we have to call the cops before we talk about it. Because a disaster that big needs the proper officials.
Exactly.
Okay, so Crystal starts to Crystal. She says, are the curtains beef? Crystal, you should have made a joke.
She didn't, and I appreciate
said, yeah,
that, because that's not
no
her gig.
Sushi.
She's going to
she
be someone...
She should have said sushi.
I know. But what she's going to say...
She'll be fine.
She won't do well in Snatch Game, is my prediction. I don't think she'll do well in Snatch Game.
Okay, based on Downton Draggy, she was okay.
She was okay. She's a little too self-serious. It's a little like, does she have a sense of humor? I don't know.
I don't think she's going home,
though. She's not going home. She's going to kill it. She will be in the bottom two, I predict.
Who do you think is going home next?
Blue is going home next.
I can see that.
I think Blue is going to go home.
She's also being like a cunt. Like, yeah. Not like, ooh, I wish her poorly, but like she's doing a weird, and they show it later in the workroom, where she's being like a young, the kind of young person who jabs. Okay, someone said this to me once and I couldn't agree with it more. It's like, if you're going to poke people, you better have some soft edges.
Yes,
and
you have to.
And she's poking people, and girl don't got no soft edges.
I mean, the thing about Blue's reads feel a little on the spectrum-y for me.
Okay.
It just feels so direct. I don't think she means to do. Okay, so for example, when RuPaul talks to Blue, right? And Blue is like reading RuPaul back.
Okay, that was so weird. And that was that weird thing where like, oh, if you just drop it, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know when someone's like, you're not mad at me, are you? And you're like, no. I'm like, I just
Are you mad at me though? Like, tell
no,
me.
No, 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 it's fine.
Please,
we don't have
to
talk
like,
about
need
it.
To know, please, just
well,
so.
Now we're talking about it too much and I'm a little
and
frustrated.
And now I'm mad. Exactly. Yeah. It's like very much that. But I don't think Blue, me, like, I don't think she means it as a read. I think that's just the way
mm-hmm.
Blue is.
Mm-hmm. Ru talks to Vivian. She's like, I'm not worried about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly, she's like,
it's
girl,
so funny
bye.
How like, oh God. Yeah.
Cher, she's probably gonna do Cher and Snatch Game. They feel like they talk about Cher too much.
100%.
Rue with some. Man, some Ting is just being weird. She's being weird.
Here's
she's
what I'll
like,
say about some Ting is that I actually really like some Ting.
I really like her. And I love her look. I did not think she should have been in the bottom two.
I don't think she should have been in the bottom two, but that's I think for the story, yes.
Yeah.
For the story, yes. I don't think her look was warranted to be in the bottom two. I actually really like something's personality. She's so sweet. There's something really sweet and very like sharp about her that I really like.
Yes.
The fact that she doesn't listen to RuPaul is like very worrisome to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's another queen that will do very bad on Snatch Game.
Oh no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because she's funny, but really funny as herself.
She can't do anybody else.
I don't know if she can do other people. Like that Mariah Carey was weird. But then again, it was weird that Mariah Carey was in Downton Abbey.
I mean,
but
yeah.
She wasn't having fun with it.
No.
She was like, I'm not having fun. And she is laughing in that way. Know when you like catch a kid eating their boogers?
What?
I guess I have a lot
this
of
feels
nieces.
Very real to you.
I have a lot of nieces.
It's very specific to
and
you.
And you're like, hey, don't eat your boogers. And they're like, I'm not eating my boogers. And you're like, okay, just don't eat your boogers, okay?
I'm not eating my boogers. Oh my
God. She was like laughing in such a nervous, guilty
way.
Yeah,
yeah. When RuPaul was specifically being like, girl, do not to do this look. And she's like, Okay.
Vinegar saying, bring it to the hodgepodge, a little too proud.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, the girl will never learn.
Back in the workroom, she'll never learn. Back in the workroom, everyone's like, Vinegar, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Which I like how friendly and direct this group is.
I think it's a British thing.
It's so British.
In the US, it would never be that. It would have been a big drama.
Uh-huh.
Like, the cool thing about British Drag Race is like they can be direct and there's no like, or rarely like, what do you mean? It's like, no, they mean what they say and they say what they mean. It is a British thing.
It is. Yeah, I like it. I like the directness. It's very intelligent. I believe in direct communication. You got to directly communicate instead of being passive aggressive.
Exactly.
And I think that's why, like, the personalities on the season are great.
They're so great.
One who's just a dud.
Who's just there.
Dud.
There's no one who's just there.
Okay, great. Davina's talking about starting drag in 2006.
Right.
I was like, why are we talking about that like that was a long time ago?
Because it wasn't.
Made me feel old.
Uh-huh. Well, we are old.
Correct. Blue right now is getting a very J. Jolie edit in not a good way.
Oh, actually, wow. I think you clocked it.
Yeah.
Blue Hydrangea is Jade Jolie.
The old Jade Jolie.
Yes,
now
exactly.
Now she's
very
sickening.
Yes, oh my gosh.
But she
was
pretty young and pretty...
Exactly, like naive. But again, I mean, I don't know. I think, you're right. Jade Jolie is Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, she's being a little too harsh in a way that it's like, this isn't as cute as you think it is. Davina's talking about the internet. And how the look is much more important.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. Okay, great. Confidence Corner, aka Team Badge.
Yeah.
They're talking shit. Chris Vivbagian, if you will.
Yeah.
That they're the Alaska Talks of the season, it feels like.
Yeah.
And they're not here for Davina, but which is fine. I think Davina's going very far.
Yes, 100%.
So far. Okay, should we talk about the runway?
Let's do it.
Rue enters the runway, bitch.
I mean,
bitch.
She needs to show more leg.
It's great.
That's my takeaway. Girl, enough with the gowns. Like, hit
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you're
with
here for legs.
Your assets.
I love it. She's all of her looks so far have been like old Hollywood.
Yes.
This was very still Marilyn.
Yes.
Hollywood gal. She even has a little dance strap mm-hmm. shoe. And some people hate the strap shoes, but I love the ruffles, the red.
The color.
I love it.
It's so great.
It's good. And we have Twiggy.
Michelle looked great. Oh, Twiggy!
From ANTM.
I know. From season, just took me back to season 5. I'm sorry, cycle 5.
Nah,
of
how dare you?
I know. I fucked
how
up.
How dare you? I was rooting for you. We
I
were all
know,
rooting for
I
you.
Know. God don't like ugly. Who said that?
Wait, say that?
God don't like ugly.
No, I don't know.
All right.
Is that Auntie Anne?
That's Brie talking to Kim in the whole granola gate fiasco of Cycle 5.
Oh,
if y'all don't know
gate.
What I'm talking about, get educated.
Was that the same season as Brownie Gate? Where's the
gate?
Carving into the brownies season?
Oh, that was Cycle
earlier, huh?
That was Cycle 3.
That was like the low carb brownie
exactly,
drama.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so on the runway we have, first comes out Davina DeCampo.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
She looks good.
This is like It Chapter. Ooh, girl. Like, it was It Chapter. Toot, toot.
I was impressed by how well that bag dress, like, outfit looked like.
Unbelievable.
So, like, ooh, it was hugging her body in all the right ways.
God.
That, like, collar was so cool.
The weird amygdala.
I wish that
alien
was
makeup.
Honestly, shorter.
With
the
bob
was cool, but like a short bob would have been
I
even
loved
more
it.
Sickening. With a collar that big, maybe like a shorter bob. But Davina, already out the gate, I'm like, oh shit, okay,
fuck.
They came to slay. Okay.
And like the cut of those pants.
I mean, it was perfect.
Because, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal with the big collar, because the big collar can kill you.
Uh-huh.
Like Serena Cha-Cha.
But she's tall. That's the thing. She's tall.
She's tall.
And thin. And it works well for that body type.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we
know
have
your body type.
Baga. No. Baga with her steel wool miniskirt.
Hated this
I mean,
look.
It's pretty bad.
I hated this look so much.
It's
but
bad.
But honestly, Baga is not a runway girl. That's not her gig.
She gets laughs by scrubbing the floor. Funny. It's funny.
I like the wig.
Yeah.
The wig was cute.
The wig was cute. She said it was very Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah. I saw Julie Brown.
Ooh.
I saw Julie Brown.
Julie Brown, like, not downtown. We're
no,
talking Julie
the
Brown.
The other Julie Brown.
I
love.
See that.
Who I love, but it was
I
very.
I see that.
It was very Julie Brown.
Yeah. I'm getting a little Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
Damn, bitch. Wow. Let her have it.
Let her. Next is Blue. Blue Hydrangea and her pink and yellow streamer fish.
Eh.
Like a pinata on clearance, honestly.
Huh.
Yeah.
She had a cool, like, lip look.
Again, this was kind of Jade Jolie-ish, where it was
yeah.
like, do you know what I mean? It was like,
yeah, it was that weird
concept before execution.
In there. Yeah. I don't know. Blue is fine.
Mm. Something, wow. Her tailored wizard sleeve.
I'm going to say something crazy right now.
Do it.
Didn't hate this look.
I liked it.
Didn't hate it.
I do
like the X's on her
I
little nipplies.
I liked it.
I don't know why they
this
hate.
Did not deserve
her wig
bottom
was great.
Two.
Her face, she knows how to beat her face, I think.
This is that weird thing where they're like, but does it look like trash? Like in Ivy Winters, they like gave her shit about her red dress.
I know, it's
it
like
was
it looks
just
too
pretty.
Nice. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I know.
That was
they
sucked.
Just wanted her to be in the bottom. Which
they just
I
wanted
get.
Her in the bottom.
But
unfair.
I liked it.
I loved it. This should not have been in the bottom
no.
two. No. Her titties, whatever. That was cool. The chain thing that were from the blinds.
I liked it.
Unbelievable. There's like pleats on the waist.
It was well done.
Unbelievable. And
well
the
done.
Wig looked perfect with the look.
100%.
I can't believe it. Vivienne.
I mean.
I love it.
The look.
The
To me, the best looked.
She's giving me the Vitch. Have
oh,
you seen?
Oh,
I know
the,
you've seen
the
Vitch.
Vitch. Yeah, the Vitch.
Black Phillip meets Twisted Sister.
Girl, it's so good.
Oh.
Vivienne, honestly, I just want to see Vivian fuck up. Yes. What would that look like?
She will.
What would that look like
She'll
if
fuck up.
Vivian just fucked up? She
maybe
hasn't yet.
Makeover challenge.
Maybe.
Maybe she can't make up another girl.
She just hasn't. To me, she hasn't yet.
She's
oh my
really
God.
Good.
She did something really funny at the very beginning of the episode where they had to go and like drag and she like ripped off her boy brows. I was like, oh my God.
I saw that too.
Dead.
And I was like, how
Dead.
Weird.
Dead.
You got a good eye, dude.
She keeps surprising us.
She's surprising. She was great. Evil glam witch. Wow. And the
it
black
was so
jaw.
Good.
That really, that the way she painted her jaw thing,
oh,
that could have
gosh.
Gone bad, but it looked cool.
But she has taste. That's the thing. She has like good taste. Because I'm going to say this, that tape, just an outfit made out of tape, that mm-hmm. is, that could be bad.
It could.
Tape, like, do you remember what tape looks like? That shit is unruly, it, you know? But she worked it out. I mean, she just knows how to throw
She's
a look together.
Giving me Judas.
It's so good.
Yes.
It's so good.
Jude. Your favorite Gaga
shut
song.
Shut up.
Your favorite.
Just shut up.
Okay. So Vinegar, holy shit.
It's like coming from the Vivian, the high, then you go to Vinegar, which you're like,
oh my God. It looks like the Babadook got flushed down the drain, got lost in the sewers, and then got a bunch of toilet paper stuck on her ass.
You know what? It's not. Here's what I'll say. It isn't even the outfit that makes me so mad.
No.
It's that damn wig.
Yeah.
That barely there wig. What the fuck is going on?
She thought it would mimic the look of paper, I assume.
What?
She thought it kind of mimicked the pattern.
No, you're doing
of the
a lot
paper.
Of work for Vinegar. She ain't even
I'm
thinking
trying.
That. She ain't even thinking that far ahead, girl. No, it is. I thought she looked at that dumb ass, straight up $9.99 wig from Party City.
Where
and was like,
you belong.
No need to style it. Just put it on my head. Let's go.
It was a disaster. Oh. And the nude bodysuit was not nude. It was not nude. It was not even her skin color. It was like ghoul. It was like ghoul black. And her tits weren't even balanced. I hope Santa came because someone needs a present of a brand new outfit.
The bitch needs a new look. That's what Santa's going to give her.
Bag of coal. For bag of coal for this bitch. It was terrible. The tits were lopsided.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, the makeup was scary.
You know what I mean? This feels like, this doesn't even feel like UCB Drag Race level.
No.
And UCB Drag Race level is like bottom of the barrel. No offense to the girls who compete. Actually, that's not true. Because there are
it
some
depends.
Straight up sickening looks. But even at the worst, nothing is as bad as this look. And it is.
Her shoes.
You know.
Were Pillsbury biscuits.
Embarrassing.
Oh my God.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for Vinegar to come out.
It was an embarrassment to my career.
I mean, it was for her to come out.
Who said that?
Wait, who did say that?
It was an embarrassment to my career.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
It has to do with Rue Never. It's Alyssa.
Who? What context?
She talks about how bad her Katy Perry
was. Oh, God. She made a public apology.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying.
So anyway, just like Vinegar... The fact that she turned out that, like, just made that outfit and was like, this is good, is so worrisome to me.
It was terrifying.
Oof, yikes.
Terrifying.
Yikes.
It was terrifying.
Also, like, I don't know if Vinegar's, like, her makeup isn't to the level of the other queens, I think.
Yes.
There's something a little odd about her makeup that I'm
Yeah, it was strange. Okay, poor Vinegar.
Anyway.
But she's a talented bitch. Just pay someone
she's
to do your
good.
Mug.
Very yeah, exactly.
Cheryl. Cheryl's just very bumblebee.
She's very there.
Very there.
And she's there too. You know what? Let's just say that. And Cheryl was there too.
It was just fine. Just black and yellow.
Honestly,
I don't even
remember the look. That's whatever it was.
It was this glove finger dress, and there was sort of a clear yellow pleather top, and then yellow black lipstick, and like a kind of messy updo downdo.
If you say so. I mean, I don't remember.
Ooh,
I don't know this man.
If I say so.
I do not know this man.
Ooh. Ooh, she hit her. She hit him. She really hit him. Okay, Crystal comes out. Wow, this is amazing.
I like this.
This is cool. This is Princess Palutena.
What?
Princess Palutena. Kid Icarus's gay sister.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Palutena.
Uh-huh. Palutena.
I thought you would be here for it.
I mean, I get it.
Evil Victorian.
This feels like very much, this is like straight up in the Max camp. In season 7.
Oh, do you remember that? Max. I do remember that.
Remember that? What was
this
that challenge?
This is better than
episode?
Max.
But it's in the same style. It wasn't better. I loved that Max look. I love Max.
But that Max look was super minimal, and this had adornment.
Yes, yes. This was up. Yeah, this was Max look.
I don't remember which one that was for. It was for their green runway challenge.
Oh, green. Yes, green. That's right.
And they were like, this isn't that green. this was great.
Yeah, I really liked this.
Come on.
I mean, Crystal is great.
Her face was stunning.
Crystal is my favorite queen this season of Drag Race UK.
The beach ball hips.
It's great.
Good God. And the pattern. Stunning. And this dangling.
She knows her shape. She like suits her body type perfectly.
She's like Anglican church on acid. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, critiques. Bagga and Blue are safe. Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah.
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 Great.
They really were meh.
Yeah. The bottoms, of course, are Cheryl and Vinegar.
Fair. Very fair.
And the tops are Davina, Vivian, and Crystal.
Very, very fair. All three.
Super fair.
The winner was?
Of course, Davina.
Davina.
Ooh, because Vivian gets hit with such a strong misdirect. Do you have a Michelle misdirect you can hit me with right now?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Wait, you give me one.
Let me try. Here we go. Wow. Look, I don't know how to say this, but you are an embarrassment to all things that are good because you're better than them. You blew me away. Do you buy it?
No. Wow. You really are the most sickening queen that I've ever met. Sickening because you make me sick. Your drag is awful. You should go home.
Okay, yeah, wait, let me try. Wow. Wow. Wow, this look belongs in the gutter. Of heaven,
no,
because you're taking
already,
me
too
there.
Now. I no, hate you. No.
Okay, you go. I hate you.
Wow. Wow. Chef's kiss.
What?
Mwah, chef's kiss, you know?
Oh, yeah, chef's kiss.
If the chef was Chef Boyardee, because you are ugly.
You are ugly.
You are ugly, but the dress was amazing.
Oh.
So you win.
King of idiot stupid whores, because I hated your performance.
Which made me love you even more. I think you have what it takes to make it to the finals.
Is what I would be saying if it was opposite fuckhead day, because you're in the bottom, slut. Okay. Great. We have
bottom of the top three, I would say, because your look is just absolutely amazing.
Scene that was from The Crazy House, my original play, where I say things that make no sense.
And cut, because what you just saw was a scene from the
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, we have our mini untucked, which we loved.
Mm-hmm.
Bagga says she's roasting her bell end, which is why we have just...
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I mean, I have an idea of what it is, but that's why we're now going to text-a-tart.
Yeah, but I need the real definition.
Oh, you do
our
you?
Our British Webster,
let me get it to the right moment.
Taking the piss... is basically means that you're taking advantage of someone or making a fool of someone. Again, it can mean either, depending on the situation. So if you take the piss, it's like, say I said to you, hey, can I borrow $50? You'd be like, again, now you're taking the piss. You're taking advantage of me.
Huh.
Cut your teeth. It means that basically you like deserve what you have because you've paid your dues. You've worked hard at something for a long time, so now you deserve the position that you're in. So, like, I deserve to have that raise because I've cut my teeth doing the other thing. I've worked hard, so I deserve it. And Bellend, I'm surprised, doesn't have a global reach. I didn't know this one wasn't known. It is an insult, so if you call someone a bellend, it is just referring to the tip of your penis. So literally the bell-shaped end of your dick. And an insult. So if I call you a bellend, it's probably affectionately, but it is used as an insult. You bellend. You're such a bellend. Hopefully, those are well-defined.
All right. Thank you, Jackson.
I had no idea.
I had an idea based on the context, what right. bellend was.
I mean, it was bad, but...
But we don't say that.
We don't say that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bellend. Very eggplant adjacent. Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Jackson. That was tech-de-tart. Amazing. Okay, so here we go. In the mini untucked, they talk about who's going home, blah, blah, blah. They deliberate, and they're going back and forth between who should be in the bottom two. Of course, Davina wins, and the Vivian and Crystal are safe, and so is Cheryl again. What the fuck?
She'll have her moment. Trust.
Trust. And now we're in the lip sync. We have Vivian V... something. What did you think?
It was so funny because Vinegar was like,
oh, I said
so shocked.
Vinegar V something. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Vinegar was like so shocked that something was in the bottom, which we all were, but I have never in the years that I've seen Drag Race have never heard someone be like, what? She was like so vocally shocked. It was very funny to me.
Yeah.
She was so stunned.
So stunned.
I mean, we all were.
Too.
I was stunned.
I really was like, oh.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If Cheryl was in the bottom, there was no way in hell Vinegar would have been safe.
Yeah. So why not
with
just
something,
get to see
I'm
her?
Like, okay, maybe, because I haven't seen something perform. I don't know what her level of... And I was very curious. I was like, I wonder what something is like when she lip syncs, you know?
Yeah, what'd you think? I mean, it wasn't the world's best lip sync, but...
I mean, I was impressed with something. I was.
I liked...
She gave me life. I was, like, feeling it. But Vinegar was...
Oh, my God.
Off.
What the fuck happened to her?
Oh, my God. Was she that bad in the first episode?
I think what happened to her was... I think before this episode, she was she hit the front grill of a Mack truck, and they had to peel her off, which explains her look and her performance.
Damn, bitch.
What the fuck happened to her?
I don't get it. Maybe because, like, Gothy Kendall was, like, so atrocious that it's, like, anybody could have won.
Damn.
And now with something, it was, like... Okay, this is like now it's a competition.
Yeah,
and Vinegar, I think just maybe got desperate or something.
Yeah.
Also, this is the second time we've heard "Would I Lie to You?"
It is. We had
it's
it in
a bring
season
back.
One.
Yeah, a season one between Jade
Glasscock.
And Glasscock,
which I also
which
thought Jade won.
Jade
that.
Definitely
Hands
won that
down.
Lip sync. There
Hands
is
no, fucking
you can
down.
Never tell. You can never tell me Rebecca Glasscock won that. You can never. Tell me that.
You will never.
That was the first time in Drag Race history that we saw our fucking Old Faithful, a split coming from Jade.
That is.
No one has ever done the split before in the show, and that
was
the first time we saw it. And we truly gagged, and still Jade was, I mean, if Jade won that lip sync, what would the world look like now?
Oh,
in a world where Jade was...
Hillary would have won. Rebecca is the fakest bitch I've ever met in my life.
In real life?
To quote Jade.
Oh.
I love it. When her confessional is raw afterwards, she's like, she's the fakest bitch I've ever met.
What is Jade doing now?
I don't know. Having a big dick?
We miss her. I know, meaty tuck.
She'll be back. I honestly do, because she did like season 10 reunion thing where like they brought back girls from season 1.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
She'll come back. It'll be such a gag.
I hope so.
It'll be so fun. And there'll be a bunch of tuck jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love it. This is great. This song is silly.
I
Vinegar
do like
this
song.
Home.
I love this song.
Not my favorite.
What?
But I don't know.
I think it's cute. I think it's a good drag queen song.
Yeah, it's very... To Wong Fu.
I really like it.
Yeah. Vinegar leaves. She says, so long, gay boys.
All right.
And next week we have the snatch game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 yeah. Wow.
Yep, 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 yep.
Right now, who are you calling the winner of the season?
The Vivian would be so, I mean, because she is so, I think the only thing that's holding her back, it's that detox syndrome, which is like she's too perfect. So maybe that's why she won't win. The Vivian should win this whole competition. She's by far like, she, to me, she is like the definition of drag in all the best ways. My favorite is Crystal. I don't think Crystal is going to win. I think Crystal will make it like top five or something. But it's going to be between Davina and the Vivian.
I agree. I'm rooting for Davina for some reason. I
get it.
She has a lot of quiet confidence right
she's
now.
She's like a weird, she's like a bit of an underdog while still being like a polished seasoned drag queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Oscar!
Mano!
We're at the end.
Oh, boo.
Oscar, will you come back sometime?
You, girl.
Anytime?
Girl.
Because I'm going to ask you back because we need you.
Girl.
Girl. Well, girl. We have UCB Drag Race coming up on November 1st. Come to that. A really fun, stupid stuff happening. Amazing
this
new
is
cast.
Like, yeah, it's a new season.
New.
Season 7.
Ugh. And our opening theme is, of course, Giving Halloween. Thanks. maybe it's giving me Halloween, comma, giving me, thing.
Giving me Halloween.
Comma.
Thanks.
Love it. Oscar, what else do you want to plug?
You can find me on my socials at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things are happening. You could check out my podcast, Spanish Aquí Presents.
Do.
And that's Spanish Aquí, A-Q-U-I, Presents. On Instagram, and it's a Latinx podcast. You don't have to be Latinx to like enjoy it. It's very fun. It's really cool. I also do a Disney podcast, Inside the Disney Vault. And that's Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram. It's a Disney podcast. We are
I've been on it. It's so fun.
Yeah, you did Aladdin and it was great. And also you can catch me on Fox's animated show, Bless the Hearts.
I was about to say if you weren't going to.
On Fox. Yeah, it's really funny.
You're a
it's
cartoon.
I'm a cartoon. Can you believe?
It's so fucking cool.
It's really great. And still, to me, I'm like gagged.
This is awesome.
Where it's like my voice on a cartoon body
on
and face.
Fox.
I'm like, on Fox! We're right after The Simpsons, right before Bob's Burgers. It is legit.
A lot of friends on that show.
A lot
Drew
of friends.
Tarver.
Truly the most talented people ever.
Amazing cast.
Jillian Bell, Maya Rudolph. I mean, it's Kristen
amazing.
Wiig.
It's amazing.
It's truly stunning.
Yes. Yes.
And
go
me.
Watch that.
And me.
Girl, you. That's what I'm here for. Well, Oscar, thanks so much for coming.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me.
You are the best.
What a fun time.
We will have you back.
Yes.
Until next time. Bye.
Stella got to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.